why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. New research was released last week, taking an archaeological look at the time Māori people settled in Aotearoa. The new dates set the timing of arrival on Te Ika a Māui, the North Island, at AD 1250 and AD 1275, between AD 1250 and AD 1275. For Te Waipounumu, the South Island, the timing looks like 1280 AD to 1295 AD. To learn more about the research process and what it means, I spoke to the University of Waikato's Fiona Pitchy about the findings.
I've been involved in archaeological science research in New Zealand and the Pacific for 30 odd years. So I encountered Magdalena, who's a modeller, and we used my local knowledge and my radiocarbon knowledge to basically put together a project where we could actually use all the radiocarbon dates that had been dated by archaeologists and consultants for over the last, well, essentially 70 years in New Zealand, to put together a picture of our timeline, essentially, of what we think happened.
Mm. So could you quickly please run over what the research has now discovered?
Okay, so there were several lead-ins to the research that were required, and one of them was actually recognition that the radiocarbon dates on marine shell actually had to be actually had to have a correction applied to them before they could be used. And so we did an earlier paper where we looked at the temporal change in the marine radiocarbon reservoir and noticed some very clear anomalies in the data which would impact on radiocarbon ages of shell that were taken from archaeological midden sites. So that was basically step one. Step two, we had to go to published sources of radiocarbon dates because there wasn't actually any area where all these dates were compiled in one place. So we had to go through hundreds and hundreds of publications and archaeological reports and pull out the radiocarbon dates. And then we had to look at the quality of those radiocarbon dates because the technique's been around since about 1950. There have been a lot of changes, improvements. We know a lot more about the carbon cycle and how it actually affects the interpreted age that we get from a radiocarbon date. So we had to go through and we had to do a sort of culling process and get rid of dates that were either non-archaeological or had some other problem associated with them. And then there was the modelling process, which was Magda's area of expertise, and also bringing in all other areas of research that had looked at different aspects of the last 1,000 years or so of change in New Zealand. So, looking at other people who had done research into the extension of Moa, or research that had looked at forest fires and charcoal chronologies to see how when burning occurred, all those sort of things which we had to pull together to match our population study, which looked at the radiocarbon dates from archaeological sites around the country.
Part of the research also showed that there was a measurable difference between settlement in the North and South Islands of New Zealand. Has this had any effect on the way that both islands have developed since?
That finding was actually something that is being quantified for the first time. So although there have been research that tells you when people first got here, and our findings are not that dissimilar to what previous researchers have found, but the actual ability to quantify a change, a settlement date in the North Island and a settlement date in the South Island is quite a unique finding of this particular research. And it has quite significant implications for our understanding of what happened when people got here. And although our paper is sort of like the start of pointing out that this has happened, I think it will probably be left up to future commentators to actually start to look at the significance of this on the population itself.
Does this have any other effect on the way that we view the history of Aotearoa?
Yes, it does. The traditional viewpoint, at least developed from previous radiocarbon chronological models, has given you the history of New Zealand as a three-tiered approach, basically. So we have early settlement, we have a transitional period of settlement, and then we have later what we call classic Maori settlement. So that's basically all that the radiocarbon dates up until now have contributed to the chronology of New Zealand, with lots of, Maori traditional histories and so on, which fill in some of these gaps, but the radiocarbon chronology couldn't actually improve beyond that three-tiered approach. So now we can actually start to see much more structure in the data, and we can also tie in with other events like changes in climate that other researchers have done, and that enables us to more closely tie the human actions to what they actually encountered when they arrived here, and it changes the way we think about what people did, why they did it, and the implications of what they did. So that is quite a step forward in the discipline.
What are the next steps in researching this topic?
Well, we've already gone a step further. So when we originally did this, we collated around just over 2,200 radiocarbon dates from sites around New Zealand. And since we started that particular project, we've more than doubled the number of radiocarbon dates. And that has implications for us to be able to further refine this, look at other questions, and basically tie everything together a little bit more tighter. We haven't actually started that, so I don't know exactly where it's all going to end up, but certainly that is one goal, is to look at a greater refinement to the model that we already have. But one major part of this is also trying to further refine the radiocarbon understanding itself, so looking at changes in the marine radiocarbon reservoir, because currently we're relying on a global model of C14 change in the marine environment. And this work in itself has demonstrated that for New Zealand, that global model doesn't work. We have to have a local measurement of ocean C14 back through time in order to properly calibrate and obtain calendar ages for marine shell dates. And the same is also true for the wider Pacific as well. So if we want to fit New Zealand more tightly and the settlement of New Zealand more tightly within wider Pacific settlement, we need to really sort out the regional marine C14 offsets back through time over the last 1,000 or even 3,000 years right back, so we can trace people as they move through the Pacific more reliably.
That was the University of Waikato's Fiona Pitchy chatting about new research of Māori settlement dates.